Blog Talk Radio.
Free Max B.
Number always find myself back at the back in Adian. Blood vessels popping out my craniums. Niggas asking when the tape gon' drop, but I got nothing to say to them because I've been slacking the skill. Although my passion is real, I'm too caught up catching the feel when I should be cashing the mill. There's something about me being younger that affected my hunger. Got older in number, realize I can't count on these hundreds to determine my elation. Pursue the happiness, I keep pacing. These motherfuckers racist, these ain't fear racist, they just let the fear erase us. Adopted by the slum, I'm son of guns, this is how they raise us. Yo, son, we gotta raise up. Don't let them disarray us. So we raise us in the sun. So we gotta wake up.
Cause they always be behind in the cut. Always in the skies watching stars when they up. So don't you confide into the evil and corrupt. This is urgent. Apex on a verdict tonight, reserving surface. Cause they always be behind in the cut. Always in the skies watching stars when they up. So don't you confide into the evil and corrupt. This is urgent.
Got a whole bunch of shit up on my plate now. Thinking like, in the man garden, it's a snake now. Cause I don't know who to believe or who to deceive. Got me thinking I sold my soul and they receive and receive, but I won't proceed to retreat. Jigga told me watch your throne seat, and now I seize it. And the respect is big, I gotta seize it. And I hope you see me, cause these niggas don't want beef with my talents. They ain't fit for this green, they just seize the salad. You think because you have it, they just gonna let you have it. It's a lot to learning that my nigga needs the access. It's the access of the earth, at the birth, I found a new balance. And now I walk on water like I knew balance, just like a relative. Marijuana said it is, got me thinking I should put a bomb right where the Senate is. Cause they corrupting the youth, we ain't deducting the truth. Looking at the president like, yo, it must be nothing to you.
Cause they always be behind in the cut. Always in the skies watching stars when they up. So don't you confide into the evil and corrupt. This is urgent. Apex on a verdict tonight, reserving surface. Cause they always be behind in the gut. Always in the skies watching stars when they up. So don't you confide into the evil and corrupt. This is urgent.
I passed the Dutch to the left and it started to make sense. It's funny how I see it more straight when I'm bent. You've been worn on the wrist to take the sit on top. Been on clock, cause you can see that I've been on watch. Shit don't stop, so you make the sacrifices. Training was priceless to ISIS and devices. When the lights switch, I shift like I'm typing. Living in the era with crisis, the lifeless. And the transacting like your man. Bitch niggas only know that transactions is the plans. But the mic is in my hand, so I valid the booth. The blacker the berry is, the more sour the fruit. They ejecting us to make us cowards. To the power of two, became flowers from roots. And now we just moving cahoots. I move from the stoop and put my foot right down on the asphalt. Every night I ask, Lord, if this what I ask for.
Cause they always be behind in the cut. Always in the skies watching stars when they up. So don't you confide into the evil and corrupt. This is urgent. Apex on a verdict tonight, reserving surface. Cause they always be behind in the cut. Always in the skies watching stars when they up. So don't you confide into the evil and corrupt. This is urgent. Cause they always be behind in the cut. Always in the skies watching stars when they up. So don't you confide into the evil and corrupt. This is urgent. Apex on a verdict tonight, preserving surface. Cause they always be behind in the cut. Always in the skies watching stars when they up. So don't you confide into the evil and corrupt. This is urgent.
Tonight we're going to get on a very, very touchy subject. We're doing culture versus religion. And from my point of view, you can't have a religion without having a culture. So we're going to get on a very, very touchy subject tonight. So, you know, we'll be just sitting here waiting for your calls to come in. You know, this is no disrespect to nobody's belief system, nobody, you know, faith or whatever. Because if you believe and that you have faith, then, I mean, that's what you have. Can't nobody take that away from you. But hope that I can provide some type of form of education tonight for my people to go and research their history and try to reach back to our culture, because I'm not really like the biggest scholar in the world or historian. I have not been to Africa. I have not been to Egypt yet. You know, I'm still a young brother learning a lot about our history and everything. So with that said, you know, I hope I can provide some form of education tonight for my people to go research and look for scholars like Dr. York, like Master Naba, Dr. Phil Valentine. You know, there's a lot of scholars out there, man. I mean, and there's a lot of documentaries out there for us. But, you know, we seem to just want to play this one game of having the Bible or the Quran or whatever you may have. You know what I'm saying? We never really want to open ourselves up to different type of things and different type of thinkings. And, you know, I feel like we need to find our culture. This is what black people are in the position that we are in. So tonight we're going to take calls. I'm going to say a couple things before we start off and just enjoy the show.
Power is the ability to define someone's reality and have that person accept that definition as if it were their own.
Everything was stripped from us. That's why we're so ignorant today and so baffled and ridiculous and keep going in the same circle.
From executive producer, who has appeared on The Tonight Show, Late Night with Conan O'Brien, and various MTV and VH1 programs.
Our history, for some reason, it becomes offensive to people. So we have to stop being afraid to tell what our true history is.
Best-selling author Tariq Nasheed is determined to uncover the real truth about untold history.
It's necessary to destroy a man's mind in order to maintain control of him. If a man knows who he is and continues that into his legacy, to his children, then you have problems controlling that.
Interviewing leading scholars and historians, discussing topics omitted from modern history.
Only a people who haven't learned how to respect themselves will let someone suggest or suggest themselves that they forget about their history.
Hidden Colors, the untold history of people of Aboriginal, Moor, and African descent. The groundbreaking documentary that challenges conventional knowledge.
I don't really think it's hidden. It's there. It's just that they're not allowing us to understand.
We're going to jump back in. We're going to jump back into the music for a second. The show should be starting in the next 5 minutes. We're just waiting for everybody to get in position. So just sit back and rock with us, you know, and enjoy the show tonight.
Get singing.
Drama got me stressing again, so I'm feeling like I'm barely missing my blessing again. Say a prayer, then I load my smith and whistling again. It ain't no telling when these niggas gon' be pixin' again. From all the mess that I was in, they say I'd end up in the grave. Oh, I would end up in the 8x10 for the rest of my days. If they come in, I ain't running together, is where I stay. Real nigga find me up in the gutter that's full of strays. Still a few seconds away of me feeling I'm out of time. I might not tell you something wrong, but I tell you ain't nothing fine. If I was anybody else but the truth, I'd probably be crying. Had a child the other day, but I found out he wasn't mine. It might not look like I'ma make it, but fuck it, I'm gon' be trying. Niggas say I'm out of line, but I say I'm out of my mind. Niggas betrayed to be down, but I guarantee you they lying. Watching niggas come around and hoping I give them they sign. I'm getting sick of this shit.
I look
around, I'm seeing shit more worse. I ain't having a vessel of feeling, I just got cursed. I go to tripping when I think a hawk can trip in the hearse. And I wonder why death ain't come and get the fake niggas first. The way I'm feeling got me looking for a permanent nurse. That's why I put 90% of what I feel in the verse. Everything I live is real, I ain't never had to rehearse. So tell them niggas who ain't street gonna get the fuck off my turf. Tell them I'm back, so gonna get a seat and relax. ABNDANC, I'm about to pull up and pack. And if I tell you I'm the realest, I'm just stating a fact. I guarantee I got the remedy for roaches and rats. The truth is here, the motherfaking niggas is gone. The image is lost and roaming like a signal on my phone. Standing alone, your pussy niggas know what I'm on. I make the first nigga who talking reevaluate his tone. I'm getting sick of this shit. That I thought I was cool with. 2020 niggas, yeah, they on their new shit. They feel like I owe them some, but I don't know niggas nothing but middle fingers. Like fuck them, I bet they won't do shit. Hop inside of my shoes, I'll introduce you the whole time. Listen when I speak, I'll introduce you the whole rhyme. Thinking of all the people around me that got took away. I'm 100 miles of running, I won't stop till I fall down. Pressure, probably just enough to make you lose it. Pistol under my seat, praying I don't have to use it. Only fear God, nothing else, and don't confuse it. Loyalty ain't the same, fuck niggas gon' abuse it. Sick of they lies, sick of they cry, sick of this pain, sick of this rain, sick of these niggas speaking my name. Shit ain't the same. Been that way since I did it with fame. I'ma hold my head high, never hold it the same. Bitch, I'm sick of this shit.
Yo, and we back. Sorry for the delay, people. I got one more song for you, and then we're going to get right into the show, I promise. Let's see what we want to play tonight for y'all. This Black History Month, so let me see. Man. Let's play some Wolfgang for now. Then we're going to jump right into the show right after this song.
I can be like Tay Diggs helped you get your groove back. Got that kitty crawling, now you rubbing trying to soothe that.
Yo, I don't mean to come off like no rude cat, but the way you walking, yo, a nigga can't refuse that.
But at the end of the day, yo, I gotta go. Look me in my eyes, dropped her head, and she said no.
Lola, I just wanna hurry up and beat it and just go. I got some other shit to do when she keeps saying no. She keeps saying no. She keeps saying no. When she don't know that, I just wanna beat it up. I got a latex, about a latex. Wish all these legs spread, like I love safe sex. LOL, I know you playing right. She text, hell no, so come and lay her right. Okay, I'm on my way, you know you had them panties off. Cause once I'm in, I'm surely going deep, like I'm Randy Moss. Text, hurry up and come and lick this candy off. I'm rubbing on this pussy and I hope you break this fanny off. Okay, I pulled up and the door was open. I walked in and she was on me groping, grabbing on me, kissing on me, licking on me, screaming out, boy, I can't wait till you put this up on me. She laid down and licked her lips and pushed that taffy with a clip. I chewed on it, heck, what you wanna do? She grabbed my head, so comfortable and slow. I just wanna hurry up and beat it and just go. I got some other shit to do when she keeps saying no. She keeps saying no. She keeps saying no. When she don't know that, I just wanna beat it up.
Back to the regular scheduled program. My co-host finally decided to show up. What's up, Facebook?
Hey, what's up? What's up, gang? What's going on?
Nah, we in the building tonight, man. We doing this.
Finally. What they say about black, hey, you know what they say about black folks at times? We can't make no bumps.
Right,
joking.
Right.
All right.
Hey, we gonna get into that tonight too. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
But yeah, we're going to get back to the scheduled program. Tonight we're talking about culture versus religion. You know what I'm saying? As I said earlier, I'm not a historian, nor am I a scholar of any type. You know what I'm saying? I'm just a young black man, you know, that's reading a lot of books, doing a lot of research, you know, getting in touch with our African people, basically. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just trying to get back home. Because I feel like the position that we're in right now is really not, you know, it's not culture for us. It's not really working out for us. So, you know what I'm saying? That's what we're going to get in tonight.
Okay.
I'm basically going to kick it off like this. If you're a Christian or a Muslim, don't get offended. You know what I'm saying? All of this stuff that we're going to talk about tonight can be researched. You know what I'm saying? You can hit your Google page. You can hit your library. You know what I'm saying? This is all from books in books. You know what I'm saying? Same as your religious book. So, you know, we're going to kick off what's the definition of culture. You know, a lot of people have been asking me that, you know, what I mean by culture and everything. So let's just kick that off with the definition of culture. Okay? Culture in a person or a society, basically it's the qualities in a person or a society, the manners, the pursuit, the particular form of a stage in civilization, the development and improvement of the mind by education or training, behavior, and belief system and thoughts. So basically, that's what culture is. And when I say that black people lack culture, I mean, if you listen to the definition of culture, we have none of that. We have none of that. You know what I'm saying? We have no manners anymore. Basically, most of us have no manners anymore. We really have no pursuit outside of being a basketball player or a rapper. You know what I'm saying? We have no stage in civilization at all that we know about over here. You know what I'm saying? We have no developments for us. We have no improvements of the mind by far through education or training. And we have no behavior, and we take on other people's beliefs. So with that said, I would say that we have no culture. What do you think about that, Face Wolf?
Well, this is the thing. Yeah, it's true. Maybe you know, our culture. Well, all of this is derived from, let's say, the Roman time. You know, okay. it's like if you don't have culture, you can't build. If you don't have culture, we can't be together. You know, and we don't want to destroy ourselves. You know, what I feel is as if the culture and as far as the religion goes, it is what it is for our time. But what can we do for everybody to be in tune together so that we can come up with something where we can bond everything together so that we can create a real culture? Because what I see is, you know, everybody believes in the hip-hop culture or, you know, but they're not talking about the Black community's culture. What can we stand for as a people to make something happen? We're not Romans.
Well, I mean, the hip-hop culture is a part of African culture, you know what I'm saying? And
I'm just saying, I understand what you mean, but the hip-hop culture is a great culture. Don't get it twisted. What I'm just saying is that we need something for us as Black people, you know what I'm saying, for us. I know that's our part of our culture, but how can we make it, you know what I'm saying, better?
See, if you really go back, like you were saying, to them times, man, we are the only people that have been tricked out of our culture. You know what I'm saying? So we believe everything that another person says, another person of another culture says. We are the only people that have been tricked out of our culture. And, I mean, we don't even act like we want it back. I mean, you have Europeans actually running around now saying that they're ancient Egyptians. Which is, well, it's kind of funny, you know what I'm saying? It's really just kind of funny that we have people fighting to take our culture, to take it away from us, and we just sitting back watching it like, you know what I'm saying, like it's nothing to us because we too much in the pursuit of trying to get money, you know what I'm saying, trying to live the type of life that they present.
YOLO.
You know what I'm saying, trying to basically get the type of life that they selling to us on TV, knowing that that life is not meant for us. I mean, it's not, you don't see any too many Black faces when them vacation commercials come on and everything like this. And this is not a race, basically. This is not a racist thing, you know what I'm saying? This has all been set up from the beginning, you know what I'm saying? So all my white people that's rocking with me online, you know what I'm saying? This is not a show against y'all at all. It's just the truth. You know what I'm saying? You can basically look all of this stuff up through history. You know what I'm saying? We've been tricked out of our culture. Everybody else possess our culture but us. And then when you tell a Black person, yo, why don't you do some research on your culture and everything, they turn around real quick and they like, well, I don't know my culture. No, that's just because you don't want to do any research. You don't want to pick up a book. You don't want to go out there and find these Black historians. You know what I'm saying?
But at the same time, you got people out there that's really on their dean, you know, that's really researching too. It's just that we got to find this community of people
it's not too many people researching. I mean, we have a couple of people, and I mean, people like me, when I get some knowledge, man, like, I want to share it with everybody because it opens me up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but this is the whole thing. I know it opens you up, but everybody cannot accept, you know, the truth because, you know, people live that lives, you know?
No, people, I understand, you know what I'm saying? We have fake people out there that live the lives. They don't want the culture. They don't want anything. They happy. They very content. And, you know, even in the Bible, which we're going to talk about tonight, God don't like content people. You should always be trying to put your best foot forward in anything. You're always supposed to try to better yourself. That's in the Bible. You know what I'm saying? If you're content on the position that you have in life, then, I mean, you know, what are you down here for? If you achieve something and you feel like that's your only achievement, then, hey, it's time to get off this earth. You know what I'm saying? We down here to keep on improving ourselves every day. That's why I said when I do get the knowledge, you know what I'm saying? I want to share it with my brothers and sisters because I was lost just like them. You know what I'm saying? I accepted everything. I accepted the Jesus Christ. I accepted the Allah. I accepted, you know, the Buddhists and all of this. You know what I'm saying? And I always thought to myself, why black people don't got no God? Why we don't? But we do. You know what I'm saying? It's just that it's up to us to go out and look for it. I mean, if this, I hear a lot of black people say this is a test from God about us. Okay, if this is a test, man, we are feeling very miserable. You know what I'm saying? Because we adopting other people's cultures. We adopting other people's teachings. You know what I'm saying? And we refuse, we reject Africa because of the images that was portrayed by the European about Africa. Every time you see something on TV about Africa, you see the little Ethiopian kid with his stomach swollen, how you see people over there living in huts and all of that. But Africa is very big country. I mean, it's a very big country. You can't say...
That's where the scrolls and everything was stolen from, right?
All the way over to the Bushmen, which a lot of black people are not even from. The Bushmen, the actual original Bushmen are the Asian people. If you look at them people, they're Asian. You know what I'm saying? Those are the people who went across the border of Africa into Asia and became Asians. And you can look at everything that I'm saying, you can look up. You have in Japan, the Ainu tribe.
The facts. I know for sure they're facts. But at the same time, I don't think like everybody's willing to accept.
That's why we doing this show tonight. You know what I'm saying?
But it's like, okay, check it out. If you look at something that's on the internet right now, and sometimes it's really unbelievable to watch, but then after you question it, is this real?
That goes all the way back to, man, your culture and what you believe in. You know what I'm saying? See, the thing is, if it's coming from a white person, everything that I'm saying tonight, if it was a white person saying it, then black people will be more reluctant to accept it. They, you know, they'll be jumping all over it, like, for real, for real. That's why we, you know, we hate ourselves. We're in a state right now, dog, where we hate ourselves. So a black person can't really come to another black person unless they open like that and educate them. That's why I wanted to do this show. It's Black History Month, which we don't need. If you really think about the concept and the term of Black History Month, it's all about slavery, and that's not where our history begins. And, I mean, they're never going – the Europeans that run this country is never going to share with us who we really are, because you got to understand, man, black people don't understand. We have more power – than what they present on the table to us. We have, like, power, endless power, man. That's why we the only race, really, that the European is scared of. We're the only race. They're not scared of the Muslims because they over there war with them. They're not scared of the Asians, you know what I'm saying? Because if they pull the war with Iran, it's going to be Asia, Russia, and Iran against the United States. They're not scared of anything like that.
I was watching some kind of footage where North Korea had like this like a segment, and they had like some type of Michael Jackson music playing, and then after in the background you could see like a bunch of missiles coming towards the United States, and the song in the background was "We Are the World."
Oh yeah. I mean, because you know it's we in a time right now, man. See, everybody thought the world was going to end in 2012. No, the times just change, and people don't, you know, really grasp that or understand it. Hold up. Everybody was waiting for the world to blow up or something, aliens to come or something. No, the times have changed. You know what I'm saying?
It's definitely a shift.
A lot of people have basically got sick of the Caucasian man lying about everything. I mean, we talking about some people, and this is not, like I said, this is not directed at every Caucasian person or European person out there, because there are some good European people out there. But at the same time, the people who dominate this earth are European. So I'm going to tell the truth about them people. You know, basically, Asian people, Spanish people, they sick of being dominated by a reckless culture. And that's what, you know, the United States culture is. It's a reckless culture. I mean, we live in a culture now today that has zero values. I mean, just look at the stuff they show on TV. I mean, homosexuality right now is just like freely running rampant. You know what I'm saying? It's not even a controlled environment. You go on regular TV in the daytime now, you have men kissing each other on TV. Now, what do you say to a parent to explain this to their child? How do you explain this to your son or your daughter when there's two men or two women on TV kissing? I mean, there's no way to really explain that to your kids, and they don't give you the tools to explain that. They just say it's okay. You go on TV.
I'm not trying to be funny, but is that American culture?
That is indeed American culture. But let me go on. You go on TV in the daytime. You got CSI, whatever the show is. You got dead bodies everywhere. And I'm talking about these dead bodies. You got, man, heads blowed off, stomachs open. I mean, that's not a thing for a child to see at a certain age, you know, that don't understand.
Wait, hold on.
They don't understand that quality. They don't understand them type of, you know, qualities yet. You know what I'm saying? So they think we have kids nowadays
that are so desensitized.
We got kids that are so desensitized nowadays. Like, they go on the internet, they watch people get their heads cut off, people get beat with hammers, people getting stabbed to death. So, you know, when we have a value system like that, of course, everything is going to fall apart because everybody right now is damn near crazy in this country. All we care about is us, you know, it's me, and it's money. That's it. I never seen so many people in my life talk about money. Everybody I talk to talks about money. You know what I'm saying? You say to somebody, man, how you doing? Man, you know, I can't even call it, man, same shit. It's hard to really walk up to a person or anybody in general and they say, man, I'm having a wonderful day, brother, man. I mean, you know, like, my life is going good for me and all of that. I mean, you really don't see them qualities, man. And why don't you see them qualities? Because the values of these systems, it keep us at the bottom and they tease us with the upper crust. You dig what I'm saying? They keep us with the upper crust. Like, earlier I was talking to my wife about this whole public aid system and SSI system and how, you know, Sleep Dilla about to do a show actually on that, about how they're going to put chips inside of the women who receive public aid. And the women that's listening, I really hope y'all get the picture because, like, these people are not playing with y'all. They're going to put chips inside of you, and that's going to be – they're going to put the currency on them chips because there's a lot of females out here that's selling a – EMT card and link card or whatever you want to call them, the cards that they give you with the currency on it. You know, these people that control this country, we at a time now where I guess you can say they're sick of funding people who don't do shit. I mean, they call people like us, the middle class people, useless eaters. You know what I'm saying? You can look this up. They have said this all on the news and everything. They're sick of it. That's why the whole Obama and Romney thing was about that. You had white people saying the country is dead and all of this and all that, as if Obama caused the country to die. But Bush, in actuality, their man, Bush, which is a Caucasian man, was the one that caused the country to collapse. You dig what I'm saying?
We don't want to get too political.
No, on that aspect. We have to talk about their values, dog. We have to. If we don't do that, then, you know what I'm saying, people won't understand what they're living in. You know what I'm saying? So we have.
I think we do understand what we're living in.
You have a lot of uneducated people out there. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we basically have to get to is the uneducated people. I mean, this is not for the educated people, and I know the educated people understand that, you know, we're not directing this towards them. But we direct it towards the people who don't really watch the news, the people, because the news is a lie anyway. The people who don't read the newspaper is a lie. You know what I'm saying? You really have to get up off your ass and go research a lot of this stuff. You know what I'm saying? You have to really research a lot of this stuff. So basically everybody, if you really go around and you look, every Caucasian person, not everyone, but a high percentage of them are saying Obama's the cause of problems. Obama this, Obama that, Obama this. And they direct this back to black people. You know what I'm saying? That's what we need to understand. They direct all of this black to black people. When they use the word Obama, is like they're saying the black race. I mean, I was listening to Rush Limbaugh the other day, and he was talking about, you know, black people, like, we're the cause of, you know, every situation that's really going on right now. You know what I'm saying? The man said he's sick of paying for all of these little black kids that's walking around with their pants and sagging, talking on their iPhone. Why should all the hard workers suffer? And truthfully, the hard workers, I mean, let's be real. None of these big corporation people are hard workers at all. You know, they have other people that's really working for them. And
like you were saying, everything is about the money and all of that. All right, what about all the other states, okay? If you're black or whatever, you're walking down the street or whatever, right? And then after, what happens is, like, you know, you got your pants sagging, and then now you got to pay $5,000 or some outrageous price because your pants are sagging. You know, but is that part of our culture? You know what I'm saying? That, you know, every bad thing that we do, you know what I'm saying, we got to get penalized? Or if it's bad or we miseducated, or what is it? Like, I want to know what it is at the same time. You know what I'm saying?
No. We're getting there. Just bear with me. You know what I'm saying? I have to touch on today's situations in order to get to the bottom of where we're going. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, like right now, man, we just live in a system of no values. And black people accept this. We accept this every day. You know what I'm saying? We accept this every day like it's the normal and this is what's up. You know what I'm saying? But it's really not. It's really not, because we're at the bottom. We're at the bottom of the list. And like I was saying, how they use Obama to control the Caucasian people against the black people. See, you understand this is a game. And when they say go, black people are going to be shit out of luck. When they say go, because, man, if you look at all of these shows, they have shows where these people are putting up food. They buying guns. We did that. We talked about that on the gun control show. They're buying guns. They have food put up. I mean, the funny thing is, have we not learned from Katrina? They was over there shooting black people for asking for help. I mean, there's a story that a brother told about going to ask. He was looking for his father, actually. And, you know, him and his friend walked down the street, and they asked some white gentlemen, you know, did they see his man so-and-so? The white man didn't say anything. They opened fire on these two black men, killed his friend, injured him. He managed to escape and run away. You know what I'm saying? And that's, you know, what we have to understand. When you have a lack of culture, those are things that you miss and you see. And I'm just saying, if that happened again, where are we going to be? Where are we going to be? You know what I'm saying? We're going to get off the political for a minute, you know what I'm saying? We might have a caller that might want to come in and talk something about that. But you know what I'm saying? Back to what we was trying to do. You know what I'm saying? We the only people that's been tricked out of our culture. You know what I'm saying? And we need to go back.
We need to take it back. Yeah.
I'm going to play y'all a clip real quick. We're going to take a little short break, and then we're going to come back, you know, with some more on this topic.
All right.
So, you know, just sit back and enjoy the show. Trying to find my clips right now. So, you know,
culture and religion.
Yeah, culture and religion. But, you know, this thing over here kind of bugging. All right, I found my clip. This is Dr. Booker T, you know what I'm saying? He basically breaks down the Bible. And when we get back, we're going to talk about that.
All right.
Remember, when they attacked Africa, they did not attack Africa physically. They did not attack Africa educationally. They attacked Africa spiritually. Jomo Kenyatta said when the European first came to Africa, the Africans had the land and the white man had the Bible. White man told him, close his eyes, get on his knees and pray. Jomo said when the black man opened his eyes, the white man had the land and the black man had the Bible. We have bought into a story that we told them. They have twisted it. They got it twisted. We have now bought that story back. Boukman, Haitian Revolution, the original revolutionary, because he was turned in the night of the revolution. That's when Toussaint Louverture took over. The book Irritated Genie, we need to rename Boukman. Boukman was called Boukman from Jamaica because he couldn't be handled in Jamaica. He was sold to Haiti. He started a rebellion amongst the African people. And they knew him as Boukman because they always read. He was very intelligent. He always taught the people who they were and what they were. The night before the revolution, Boukman looked at his brothers and sisters in the field. And he said, "You want to win? Cast aside your white god. Embrace your African spirit. You are free." He didn't say you will be free. He didn't say you can be free. He didn't say you could be free. He said, "Cast aside your white god. You are free."
Alright, we back. You know what I'm saying? I hope that little clip led y'all in the direction that I'm going in. Basically, you know what I'm saying?
That clip was deep.
When the European, let's talk about that, when the European came to Africa, you know what I'm saying? When the European came to Africa, they brought supposedly Christianity with them. And the funny thing is, like, how do you bring something to a people that had it 2,000 years before you? You know what I'm saying? That's the question that a lot of black people got to ask.
Well, first of all, y'all gotta understand who he was talking about, first of all. He was talking about Boukman. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That dude right there was an ill dude. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, like, you know what I mean? Like, I know about that culture. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, Boukman, you know what I'm saying, was derived, you know, I'm a Zou. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, Haiti and all that. You know what I'm saying? Because you got to remember, as far as the revolution and everything, Haiti was like one of the first, you know what I'm saying, you know, countries to have their independence. So Boukman was a part of all of that that was going on at that time. Because, you know, Boukman was real serious, you know what I'm saying, about like how to free the slaves, you know what I'm saying, how to revolt. You know what I'm saying? And what that saying that he said, that part that he says, you can free your mind from the white people or whatever.
Yeah.
Remember that part right there? That's so serious right there. Because
that is serious. I mean, we just
when
don't...
you look at it, yeah, because now I'm just saying when we look at that by that saying, I wish that you could play that clip again so that people could understand what he really meant.
Oh yeah,
meant
well,
by
I'll spin it again. I'm spending
again.
You know
what I'm saying? Because, you know what I'm saying, being black is something that's special.
We don't understand that, man. We don't understand
everybody,
that.
Not everybody could wear this color. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, that's why religion comes a part of it, because only God can allow you to have the heart that we always going to have and the pride that we have deep inside of us as soldiers of God or whoever our God is.
Are we going? We working our way slowly towards that, man. You know what I'm saying? Real quick, let me say this. You know what I'm saying? Well, I'm gonna go where I left off at. When the Europeans came, they brought a system of Christianity that really wasn't the same system that we had of Christianity. You dig what I'm saying? They brought demons, devils, and all of that. And, you know, if you go and you look up the Ethiopians that's doing the Christianity, unorthodox Christianity, you know what I'm saying, the women, they wear the whole joints like the Muslim women, covering their hair and everything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They definitely don't play no games, you know what I'm saying? And the European, he brought a broke-down version of Christianity with names that excluded us when that story was truly about our people. You dig what I'm saying? They excluded us from that book by changing the names, by making them
English names, Spanish names, trying to take it, you know what I'm saying? Like, these people really run around when they mention European, I mean, Ethiopian in the Bible. Do you know some Europeans have the audacity to say that they talking about a different Ethiopia? Like,
no,
this is, you know,
no.
A lot of people say that they talking about a different Ethiopia. Then, today.
Ethiopia's Ethiopia. Jairastafari.
Check it out. They try to classify the Ethiopians as Caucasian. You dig what I'm saying? So these people, they know the truth. But see, you have to ask yourself, why are they so scared of this truth coming out that we was the ones that civilized the world, that that's us in the book? Because then they have to admit to the unjust crimes that they committed against us. You dig what I'm saying? And you talking about a people that's so arrogant. You dig what I'm saying? They so arrogant in their ways that they would never admit that, because it's defeat to them. It defeats their purpose of saying that they're the gods, that they're the higher forces on this earth, that they're the better ones, they're superior. And actually, they're not. Because truthfully, when Africans was over in Africa, we was out there, you know, we was planting food. We was teaching people how to plant food. We was doing our spiritual systems. Basically, every religion that you
had
have
a whole
now,
different. We had our swag different.
Our whole shit
was different.
Every religious system that we have now today is derived out of Africa. Every religious system.
Yeah, definitely.
We was cultivating the earth. We was going around. We had people going, priests, Egyptian priests, going around cultivating the earth, you know, going around to the Americas, North America, to the Asian, you know what I'm saying, giving out these spiritual systems while the European was in a cave sharpening his sword up, getting ready to take over the world and wanting to take over the world. You know why?
And that's exactly what's going on right now.
He didn't have patience. He didn't have patience to do what we was doing, so he exploited it. He saw what we was doing. You know, learned a little bit, because the Africans, they was not racist. They taught European. They taught European people. They taught Greek people. You know what I'm saying? They was not racist, or, you know, they weren't segregating anything. You know what I'm saying? If you came to them and you wanted some knowledge, they would teach you the knowledge. These people gained the knowledge, went back to their people, and came up with a plot to defeat us. Because basically, if you really look, black people are only violent towards another black person. If you really look out there, you have some black people that may rob white people, may beat them, may even kill them. But in a whole bunch, like if you really want to be real, in a whole bunch, there's not hundreds of black people killing white people. You dig what I'm saying? It's just not like that, because we're not them type of people. You know what I'm saying? We're not them type of people. And that's what we don't understand. You know, people don't understand. We're not them type of people. Sure, we hold a lot of anger inside because the position of life that we in and the position of life that they have put us in. But, you know, there's an escape out of it. We just got to know that escape. It's not their system. So, you know what I'm saying? Real quick, let's get back
but
to
when
this
you,
whole.
When you was talking, when you was talking about Africa and all of that, and you're talking about Ethiopia and all that stuff that you was just saying there. Was that on the place that was called Nantucket?
In Nantucket?
Yeah.
Nah.
It's not where the scrolls and everything was stolen from and this and that. And Ethiopia?
That's the thing. See, with the Bible, man, the Bible is broken down of a bunch of scrolls. You dig? It's not just one scroll, you know what I'm saying? They didn't just find one scroll and wrote the Bible from that, you know what I'm saying? That is broken down. There are so many books missing from the King James Bible, you know what I'm saying? There's so many other books that's missing, and they took them books out. So you got to understand, man, when Constantine woke up in the 1600s from his so-called dream, where he dreamed of the cross, because if you look, the cross, and anybody can look this up. I would debate anybody on this. If you look, the cross is not Jesus' sign at all. He did not come with that sign at all. Jesus' sign was the fish. That's why you can look on so many pictures now today. You know, if you go in a Dollar Day store, wherever you go, they have the so-called Jesus picture, and you see a fish and you see a cross. But his sign was the fish. You know what I'm saying? The Constantine and the Romans brought that whole cross thing to the table. And that cross comes basically out of the Celtic cross. And you can go look this up. For anybody that's listening out there, go look up the Celtic cross. That was European cross with the cross with the circle in the middle. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
That's what they derived that from. So that whole thing comes from there. There's so much history behind the Bible. Like, for instance, Jesus' name is not even Jesus, because there is no J in the Hebrew language whatsoever.
Yeah.
There is no J in the Hebrew language. And once again, everything that I'm speaking, people can go that's listening. You can go look this up. His name was never Jesus.
Yahweh?
Yeah, no, not even Yahweh. You know what I'm saying? His name was Yahshua. That's what his name was presented as. And far as him being the Christ, there was 13 other people who was called the Christ before him.
Yeah, definitely that.
History and look this up. But see, black people, we want to take that King James Bible and we want to make it our whole lives while we're on the bottom. We want to make it our whole lives.
If they only knew about what King James was about. Because King James was a Masonic dude.
Wait, we're gonna take this little break. I'm gonna play this little commercial for y'all, man. It's from a documentary called Hidden Colors. And really, you know, for everybody that really wanna learn about history, I suggest that you start with Hidden Colors 1 and work your way to 2, because man, like the historians and the teachers on there, they really bring in their A-game, and they bring in a lot of stuff that's undebatable and been marked down in history. And I'm really grateful for them bringing that forward, because, you know, it's not a lot of us out there doing this work and the research that we need to be doing to get where we at. You know, we wonder why we're in this position, and that's because we don't have a culture, man. And we
Believe
need to really
me,
go
great
back.
Resources. Y'all got to jump on it.
We really need to go back to history. We need to study history, and we need to learn about our African people, because we more deeper than what they show us on TV. So
we're some powerful people. That's all I know.
Power is the ability to define someone's reality and have that person accept that definition as if it were their own.
Everything was stripped from us. That's why we're so ignorant today and so baffled and ridiculous and keep going in the same circle.
From executive producer, who has appeared on The Tonight Show, Late Night with Conan O'Brien, and various MTV and VH1 programs.
Our history, for some reason, it becomes offensive to people. So we have to stop being afraid to tell what our true history is.
Best-selling author Tariq Nasheed is determined to uncover the real truth about untold history.
It's necessary to destroy a man's mind in order to maintain control of him. If a man knows who he is and continues that into his legacy, to his children, then you have problems controlling that man.
Interviewing leading scholars and historians, discussing topics omitted from modern history.
Only a people who haven't learned how to respect themselves will let someone suggest or suggest themselves that they forget about their history.
Hidden Colors, the untold history of people of Aboriginal, Moor, and African descent. The groundbreaking documentary that challenges conventional knowledge.
I don't really think it's hidden. It's there. It's just that they're not allowing us to understand.
Yo, we back with Hidden Truth Show. You know what I'm saying? We're going to jump back into, you know, some of this knowledge that we're breaking down basically right now. As I have said earlier, I'm not a historian, you know what I'm saying, nor am I a scholar. I'm just sitting here. I like to spark the conversation to just make my people move forward, man. That's all. I'm trying to give some, you know, some points out to make y'all go out there and just research our history, because it's there. And we are more than just Bible-thumping people. You know what I'm saying? And that's something that we really, really need to understand. We more than just Bible-thumping people. That Bible been around us for, man, 300 to 500 some years, and it has not did nothing for us. We didn't bring it when we got off the boat. It did not come with us when we got off the boat. So I don't understand why we use it right now, because, I mean, it's not providing any true values or any culture for us. You know what I'm saying? Their version of it anyway is not providing none of that. So we're going to get back into the conversation where we left off at. Yo, Facebook, you can continue that off, man.
No. I was just saying, well, whatever way it is what it is. We just got to make it work. We got to make the culture work for us. And, you know, we just got to stay positive about our situations. And as far as the religion, I mean, it's, I don't know. Religion is religion. You believe what you want to believe in, but, you know, but at the same time, we all here together, but we gotta have one line.
This is where I stand, man, with the whole religion thing. I think people without a culture are the only people who believe. You know what I'm saying? Believing is nothing but an emotion. And I mean, if you think about it, it's nothing but an emotion. You can believe right now that your house ain't on fire, but if you ain't at home and your house is on fire, then it's just on fire. You dig what I'm saying? So belief is nothing but an emotion, man. I feel like I don't play with the whole God thing at all. You know what I'm saying? I don't play with that type of thing at all. You know what I'm saying? It's like you better know who God is. You better know who he is. You know what I'm saying? And to me, the whole one God thing, that started in Europe too. That actually started in Europe. The concept of one God started in Europe.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And people can, once again, look this up. Africans, we had 12 gods, which were called Netaru. They was called the Netaru. And if you go all through Africa and you really look around, this is what most tribes now today that they show on TV, they try to say it's voodoo and all of that. No, this is our spiritual systems, and they scare us away with the stuff that they show us on TV. You know what I'm saying? They scare us away like we into demons and devils. First of all, the concept of a demon and a devil was never even used in Africa. Anybody can go look this up. Europeans brought that term demon and devil over. You dig what I'm saying? We never even used that. Our whole thing for role model, truthfully, for the devil was Seth. And Seth was a god from Egypt. He killed his brother, which was Osiris, Wazar, you can call him. You know what I'm saying? He killed his own brother. That was basically the first act of evil on this earth, to tell you the truth. The whole Cain and Abel story was derived from that. He killed his own brother. And the wife, Aset, or Isis, you can call her, she was the one, you know what I'm saying, that put her husband, she was the first one to ever do mummification. She put her husband, she went all through the lands and put her husband body parts back together.
Oh.
You dig what I'm saying? And then the whole virgin birth thing was a concept from that. You know what I'm saying? The last part that she couldn't find was his penis. And you can look this up. This is why black people were supposed to stay away from catfish, because the story goes like this, that when his brother killed him, he cut his body up into 32 pieces, I think, scattered them around, you know, around Africa, you know what I'm saying? And the penis was ate by a catfish. And this is, you know, it may sound funny, but you can go look this up. This is why we have certain foods that we weren't supposed to eat. That's why I say we need to go back to culture, man, because the stuff that we call culture right now, man, is so many sick black people. You know what I'm saying? They got high blood pressure, diabetes, overweight.
Asthma.
You know what I'm saying? And our culture provides the necessary information so we won't have to have these things anymore. As you can see, there are herbs in Africa that can cure diabetes and high blood pressure, but we cannot get these herbs over here because our government says that they're dangerous. But to be truthful, herbs have never really killed anybody. But the medicine from the doctors are killing people every day. It killed more people. Doctors kill more people than car crashes.
Yeah, it's a business.
You know what I'm saying? So we need to learn this culture, man, because it's so much. It's almost too much for me to go through within 2 hours. You know what I'm saying? I know we just going on and on. But, yeah, the whole virgin birth, man, that concept came out of Egypt. You can look it up for yourself, you know, for anybody that want to challenge that. You know, Horus.
But what was Isis? Isis was the first daughter of Jeb, right?
No, Isis was the daughter of Nut.
Nut?
You know what I'm saying? So we basically, man, we have to look up these stories because this is us. This is really us on the surface. Them European stories are not us. That is directly for the European. And as I said, when they came over to Africa, they brought the Bible with them. They brought this thing with them, and they told us as they was killing us, this is what you're going to look to. And we got to understand one thing. He who controls spirituality controls people. You get what I'm saying? If you look now today, we have a spiritual war between Christians and Muslims.
Yeah,
and this war has been going. This war has been going on for a very, very, very long time.
Yeah.
This war has been going on since the Roman days. You dig? They trying to tell the Muslims that they're not right, and the Muslims are saying, "Yo, y'all are infidels. Y'all not right." But to be truthful, now one of them is right. They fighting just to control shit. And
that's
we don't get that. We're the ones that's right in the middle, and at the end of the day, we're the ones that's holding their book, and we argue amongst each other. You know what I'm saying? You can go to your brother and your sister, and you can tell them these things. They'll sit there, and they'll argue to the last drop of blood, you know, defending this book where there's so many fallacies in the book, and I can point to each one of them fallacies. I mean, I just don't have time. I have the quotes in front of me. I have the stuff that you can read. There's so many lies in this book. Like, for instance, God is a loving God, but yet he told Moses to take diseased bodies and send them up the river to Egyptians. The Egyptians was black. But then in the same book, and wait, where I'm at? And you can read this. It's actually in, man, I don't have the quote. Oh, Hosea 13, verse 4, it says, "And I am the God of Egypt." So he was the God of Egypt, but he told Moses to send some dead bodies up to his people where kids play in the water and drink the water. They send dead bodies up there. And this is what they want us to believe. They wanted us to believe that Egyptians was like dirty people. Like they had slaves, you know, let my people go scenario. But yet, when Jesus had to go hide, who did God send him to? The Egyptians. He sent him to go hide amongst the Egyptians. So they couldn't have been that bad if you're sending your son to go hide amongst these people. So we got to understand who version of the Bible is being translated to us on a daily basis to believe. So when the code finally get cracking, we look at the Egyptians, we're going to say, oh, they were some bad people. Everything that comes out of Africa is bad. Everything that comes out of Africa is bad. Nothing good has came out of Africa, but everything good has came out of Europe.
What about all that good gold?
Wait, we can look back. Wait, hold on real quick. We can look back in the European times, in their history, we never had a medieval times. I'm talking about these people made torture devices, man. I watched a show where they had, like, thousands of torture devices that these people made. You don't find any of this type of stuff in Africa whatsoever. You don't find none of this in Africa. So, you know, with that said, man, we really got to dig deep inside of our hearts and search inside of our minds and really, you know what I'm saying, try to find out who we are. Because at the end of the day, we are the only people, you know, that's, like I said, we at the end of the stick. And we're going to stay forever at the end of the stick. And I don't care how much money you have. I don't care how much, you know, you try to fit into their world. You're never going to be a part of their world. And that's the name of the game. You're never going to be a part of their world. So with that said, I'm going to hit y'all off with this trailer number 2 once again. Check out Hidden Colors. You can go to HiddenColors.com and check that out. It's a very powerful documentary for our people. You know what I'm saying? Here we go.
The one thing that we could say about African peoples is that we left evidence of ourselves all over this planet. And that's the problem with European scientists. The deeper they dig, the blacker the planet gets.
You won't find a monument anywhere prior to 1500. that isn't Africoid in some way, shape, form.
People think Africa and Asia and Guatemala, Southern America, these things were all jungle. Jungle came after the invasions of European colonialism. Then the jungles came in because nobody was manning the land anymore.
I'm an African American. Africa's my race. America's my geopolitical place. I'm not surrendering that to anybody.
The monument that we know is Stonehenge. A European writer by the name of Gerald Massey said in one of his books that Stonehenge was built by an African man named Morion.
The letter J, let me say this again. The letter J was not invented until the 1600s. So the reality is, Jesus is not the name of that person.
Studies have consistently shown now for decades that people of color are no more likely to use or sell illegal drugs than whites.
You're destined to be a planned minority. You know what a minority means? That means a loser. It means you're a loser.
Black folk don't have a problem. White folk got a problem. Black folk problem is that white folk got a problem. The real problem we have is white supremacy.
Okay, I guess that was that clip. So we're gonna go ahead and get back at it. There you go, Case.
Yeah, I'm back. I'm back in the building.
Okay. Did you want to play another song? Or you want to continue on with this?
Yeah. We gonna jump into another song and then we gonna get back and we gonna answer a couple calls out there. So, if y'all can just bear with us, we having a little difficulties over here. So, y'all sit back and enjoy this show. This Absolute Terrorist Threats.
Fuck it, it's out of the problem, you niggas know.
Keep your game, keep your flow, can't fuck with the top dog shit though. Keep your game, keep your flow, can't fuck with the top dog shit though. Keep your game, keep your flow, can't fuck with the top dog shit though. Keep your game, keep your flow, can't fuck with the top dog shit though.
Wish I could see all the Selassie, maybe my sovereignty will still be mine. If all the gangs in the world unify, we stand a chance against the military tonight. I said we stand a chance against the military tonight. I said we stand a chance against the military tonight.
And I Babylon, Babylon. Out my window all I see is Babylon. On the news all I see is Babylon. And all niggas do is just Babylon. Money and hoes, more money and hoes. If I sold dope, I'd have plenty of flows. I'd spend the projects like J-Rock. I would've more than likely slang rock. All my life I done been around Crips and Bloods. Pimps and thugs, just the name of few. I do drugs, mama say it's in my blood. But she don't know what the fuck I've been through. To creep through the back door, the typical black boy in the good old USA. Before I push rhymes like Wade, I used to wanna play for the NBA. Fuck I'm doing talking about plenty of wind. Ancient ways of Sumerian. Ain't nothing wrong with a righteous man. That's why I had to write this, man. For my niggas on the corner selling water to somebody daughter, fluctuating prices, man. I ain't got no gavel, I ain't tryna fight nobody battle. I just wanna be free. I ain't tryna be nobody chattel. Nobody chattel. Nobody chattel. Nobody chattel.
Wish I could see all the Selassie. Maybe my sovereignty will still be mine. If all the gangs in the world unify, we stand a chance against the military tonight. I said we stand a chance against the military tonight. I said we stand a chance against the military tonight.
Them AK clips, they extra peel. Smoking on some of that extra kill. Purple, Urkel, that Jaleel. I put that on everything. If we could link up every gang, and niggas is willing to bear the pain. paint and put the White House lights out today.
Okay, KKK.
We mobbing like we the black KKK. Don't forget my AKA Mayday. P or your PhD or your AA.
Dear Rock, I know you're just a puppet, but I'm giving you props. You're lying to the public like it ain't nothing, and I just love it. I hope it don't stop.
Hey.
I don't give a damn, nigga, bang that block.
Hey.
I don't give a fuck, nigga, bang that Glock.
Hey.
I seen the image of Hitler in the picture when the Twin Towers dropped. Peace of context, you got progress, you got Congress. You protesting, hope they confess. Just proceed on your conquest. I ain't got no gavel, I ain't finna fight nobody battle. I just wanna be free, I ain't finna be nobody chattel.
Nobody chattel, nobody chattel, nobody chattel.
Wish I could see other Selassie, maybe my sovereignty would still be mine. If all the gangs in the world unify, we stand a chance against the military tonight. I said we stand a chance against the military tonight. I said we stand a chance against the military tonight.
No, can it ring like Zofa ring?
Sure.
My baby needs to answer me.
Sure.
Some this stuff like Oprah Green.
Sure.
Pull around, come back, Oprah ring.
Yeah.
Top blue off, low buzzing teeth.
Hot.
Shit lined up like homeless me. Feeling this in the hobby and homeless feel.
Okay, okay, okay.
Don't try to stop me, get in my way. You'll get stumped like a Broadway play. AK Melee, Major Obey, okay. Feel my pain, going insane, I'm insane. Cause I ain't got shit but an EBG card from a fiend that owe me and it's in her daughter name. How the fuck is they supposed to eat? How the fuck am I supposed to eat? Got a nigga in the streets, no healthcare, trying to slang weed since I put shoes on the feet. So fuck you, you don't give a fuck about me. Can't get a job if they drug test me. Got a nigga stressed up, pressed, got a fill out of the chest and a world strip of happiness. I ain't got no gavel, I ain't trying to fight nobody back. I just wanna be free, I ain't finna be nobody shot.
Nobody shot, nobody.
All right, we back with the Hidden Truth show. Today we talking about culture versus spirituality. We're going to get back on topic, you know what I'm saying, where we left off at. Basically, you know, we was talking about the whole, you know, Bible and the religious concept that was brought amongst black people. You know what I'm saying? So, Face, I'm going to let you continue from there, bro.
I don't know, man. Like, all the stuff that's going on, man. All the stuff that's going on. All the cultures, like our culture, between black, white, Egyptians, between, you know, red, blue, white, whatever. It's all going to be a problem. You know what I'm saying? Because you can't take any color and match it together to make one color. It's going to make a different color. You understand? And if we don't have a way where we could come together to fix our culture, because, you know, we're the only ones who could try to fix it. If we don't fix it, who's going to fix it for us? All we're going to do is just dig a deeper hole for ourselves.
I feel you on that, brother. I mean, I feel you on that. Right now, real quick, I don't mean to stop you. You know what I'm saying? We going to take a couple calls right now. We got another co-host calling in, LB. You on the line with us, bro?
Yeah.
I know you. You know, me and you had our thing last week, talking about the Bible and everything. I just want to know from what you heard so far, what's your standpoint on the whole culture versus religion?
Well, you know, it's always nice to know your culture. I'm not ever denying that. You know, you're supposed to know where you have come from. The man doesn't know where he comes from and never know where he's going. You know, and trust me and believe me when I tell you, I know as far as when dealing with my culture and my African brothers and sisters, I know even to the question of how the white man got here or how we have gotten different shades of color. The one thing that controls the whole world is climate. Climate controls the whole world. You take away the sun, everything is gone. It dies instantly. So
okay. How
do we get people with different pigmentations and stuff? We're talking about migrations from over here, over there, you know. I heard you speaking about the Bible and saying that, you know, parts of the Bible was, you know, a lot of the parts of the Bible was missing, so on and so forth, this, that, and the other. You know, the truth of the matter is this. We're humans. It's nothing perfect. We'll never be perfect. Okay? We can't create ourselves unless somebody else is involved. So at the end of the day, the Bible does have some truth. I don't care where you take these truths to. I don't care where you take these troops to. If you take them to Africa, to Egypt, which is in Africa, Australia, Russia, or whatever, there's certain key points in there, no matter how you look at it, it's supposed to shape and form and get your life to a certain level.
Okay.
There are books in the Bible there are books in the Bible that are broken down, books of wisdom, books of laws, books of knowledge. If you don't believe in the Ten Commandments, it has some validity, because at the end of the day, it breaks down certain things. If somebody goes to sleep with your wife, you're not going to get mad? You're not going to try to kill them? Thou shalt not sleep with another man's wife. Thou shalt not fornicate. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not kill.
Oh, the Lord.
Okay, wait, real quick. Let's talk about the Ten Commandments real quick. First and foremost, and you can look this up, brother, the Ten Commandments is derived from the 77 Netzaru Commandments. And I mean, all of that stuff is in there. That's why I'm saying, man, we have to go back in history. And, you know, you pointed out one thing that, you know, we're not perfect in all of that. First and foremost, let's go back real quick to the Bible, the King James Version. King James, if you really notice, if you know history, this man was a homosexual. You know, like, he murdered his own mother. This is a historical fact that he murdered his own mother and he was a homosexual. And
yeah, they was doing all type of acts for animals and goats and stuff.
The person that translated the Bible and helped him wrote it was Shakespeare, which you can find. I don't have the verse right on deck right now with me, but Shakespeare's name is actually in the Bible. You dig what I'm saying? This is a fact. His name is in the Bible. That book was translated a certain way to basically control people of that time. You dig what I'm saying? As I said, if you go back to the unorthodox Christians of Ethiopia, they don't even go off the New Testament. They don't even mess with that. They off the Old Testament. You dig what I'm saying?
Well, and if you read the Bible in the New Testament.
No.
Wait, hold on. If you read the Bible in the New Testament, when Jesus is speaking, first and foremost, anybody who calls himself a Christian, Muslim, or anything, it says in there clearly, I did not come to do away with the laws of Moses. That means the Old Testament. So at the end of the day, anybody who tells you that the New Testament cancels out the Old Testament is a fool, because they haven't read the Bible for its whole entirety.
Okay.
That's true. They haven't read.
As I pointed out earlier, his name, there is no letter J in it. Okay, let me ask you this. How do you
Let me ask you this real quick.
How do you explain his name being Jesus if there was no letter J in the Bible? I mean, in Hebrew language at all, no letter J, and you can look this up.
Okay, let me ask you this question.
Wait, listen.
I could care less if they called the man Ufu.
Okay.
I don't care less what they call the man.
But see, this is what they call him.
No, wait. Listen. Because you're getting into technical. You're getting into the technical part of it.
Wait, real quick. You're not saying
I'm
gonna let you speak. But you should not be technical when you're talking about the words of God. You shouldn't be technical.
Listen. Let me tell you something. We are humans. We make mistakes. Even the stuff that you listen. You can say what all you want. Even the stuff that you're telling me, you don't have 100% accurate information on it. I don't care if you want to be a Muslim. Whatever is going to get your life right in the eyes of God
I'm all for it. Whatever book that you write.
So this book has got our life, has got the African and America's life right? That's what you're telling me?
Shakespeare, Psalm 46, listen. The King James Version of the Bible.
Well, you know what? What I awfully find awfully strange right now is we can talk about all this historian stuff, so on and so forth, but that nan black person is trying to do anything in the black community to actually really teach economic.
And this is the reason why
so
we're doing this.
Like
this is the reason. This is the
reason why. Wait, listen. Understand this. What I'm saying by that is this. This same talk that we're having, my father had in his time. His father had in his time. His father had in his time. And the only thing he did was talk.
Okay.
So at the end of the day, we can receive all the knowledge that we want. And we can go back
and forth. What is the Holy Quran saying? We're looking for a solution.
African Egypt, the historians say this. We can say that forever and a day. My daughter goes, like I said, my daughter goes to an African school. But at the end of the day, they still march to the same beat that this white man had put down here, this system. They still got to pay taxes. They still got to follow the law. So at the end of the day, if you're not trying to actually speak not about just the history itself, if you're not trying to teach blacks how to save money, invest money, stop being consumers and being producers, that's the show that we need to really be having.
That's definitely coming.
What you're talking about is a religion. I'm cool with my God.
Okay.
I'm cool with
that's,
my
that's
God.
Cool.
God got me.
Okay.
God got me. I'm
okay,
cool
now,
with
back,
my life.
Real,
so at the end of the
quick.
Day, all that going backwards, trying to hear what, well, such and such said this, and the African people did that, and Shakespeare said this. I can tell less about Shakespeare.
Okay,
wait, hold on. Let me ask you that real quick. We want you to be passionate about what you think also. We are looking for a solution for our culture. And you know, religion also plays a big part. If we don't get out of that system, there's no way that we can upgrade our people.
Hold on. Let me answer that real quick. Let me say this. Right now, I am studying to be a Dagon. That's of the ancient Kemetic spirituality system. Wait, hold on. I'm studying to be a Dagon. You dig what I'm saying? So I'm bringing this information to my people to open their minds so we can go to another level with this. Now, far as, like, there's nobody out there doing, there's millions of teachers, black teachers out there that's providing all this information. But this show today was dedicated to opening up black people's minds to move forward to go study these historians. Now, like, as I said earlier, that's black people's problem. We want to accept everything else but our culture. And that is the main problem that we're holding today in this conversation. We want to accept everything, and we want to, you know, beat around the bush and say, oh, we ain't perfect and all of this. But I'm telling you from a standpoint what our people is saying. I don't care about what a European is saying about his or her culture. That's not my culture.
Hello?
You dig what I'm saying? So right,
Let me ask you a question. When you woke up this morning, did you do everything right? When you woke up this morning, did you do everything right?
Oh yes,
everything
I did everything
right.
I did everything right.
According to you, did everything right, right?
Oh, I did everything
according to you, you did everything right. Somebody may look at your lifestyle within your own culture and say their brother didn't do everything right.
Oh, okay.
Because one thing is for sure, two things for certain.
That's just an opinion.
We make mistakes. That's your opinion. But I do know one fact. And the fact is, it's a time that the law told you, don't run that red light, but you went and ran it anyways. Don't go out there past the yellow, but you did it anyway. Don't go past the speed limit. If it says 25, you still did 30. Speed limit, that means the limit you can go. That's the maximum limit is 25 miles an hour. You did 30. So you're still not perfect because you still did what you wanted to do. Every religion, every culture is the same way. We are humans.
Let me ask you a question real quick. Are you, I mean, do you understand, you want me to go back and read the definition of culture? And because that's what we're talking about. I mean, culture provides a belief into something. And black people are the only culture that don't have a belief. We have Muslims in our culture. We have Buddhism in our culture. We have Christians. We are the only people that don't have a name for God. Asian people have a name for God. White people.
It's all
have,
God.
Wait,
what do you mean?
Listen
to what I'm saying,
bro. Listen to what I'm saying, bro. We the only people that don't have a name traditionally for God, okay? You know what I'm saying? Muslims call their God Allah. Asians call their God Buddha. What do we call our God? The same thing as the Europeans. See, you study saying that we're not
that's
perfect.
That's what we was taught.
You're study saying we're not perfect, but do you understand? But as I said, I'm a practicing Dagon. Our people, and you can research our people are perfect. We wake up in the morning and we pray the right way that the ancient people prayed. I wake up every day and do ablutions, which consists of washing my body, because you can't come to God dirty. That's one thing we do not understand, man. That's why I'm saying go and look in history. You might jump down on your knees and you're talking to God, but he's not listening because, first of all, you're dirty. This is where Muslims got the whole concept of doing ablutions from an African system. I wash my body before I talk to God. I wash my mouth out. I make sure that I do everything the way my ancestors did it, not the way the European ancestors did it by going to fall to a cross and talking. No, because I don't care. I'm not European. And that's what I'm trying to get my people to understand today. I don't care about their laws and their system. This whole show is about our people. And if you can't identify with your own people, then you can go and identify with the white culture. I mean, that's exactly where we're at right now.
Well,
we are
so
identify
you know
with
what
trying
I,
to
you know
get
what
a better
you know
understanding.
You know what I identify with? I identify with any blacks that are progressive economically, spiritually. Yes, there may be a lot of blacks that go, when they go to pray to God, they're not clean. Their body is not clean or anything, okay? But at least they're going.
Oh, I mean, this is
there's
in the Bible.
There's a lot of people. Listen, at least they're going. So I gotta sit back and really look at it. Are we trying to nitpick at the little things? Or are we actually trying to do, you know,
I got the
because,
big picture.
No,
see, bro, that... You look at them type of things as little things, but one thing I ask you, my brother, have God answered any of black people's prayers? We've been in the same position since we came from slavery, and it's only getting worse day by day. Now, think about why we in that position and why God has not answered our prayers. Are we calling
well,
them?
Well, you know, honestly, you answer the question. Are we getting better as a culture?
No,
we're
not.
Half of us, are we getting better as a culture? Yes. Half of us are being more progressive than ever before. There's the other half that is not progressive, the ones that they talk about all the time on your television, the ones they want you to believe that this is how we are, that we're heathens, that we don't have any culture. We don't have any morals or values.
We don't
there
have any culture.
Hold on, brother. Listen, because at the end of the day, brother, I have morals and values. I was raised with morals and values.
Okay.
I'm not standing on the corner drinking. I'm not out here smoking weed and blunts and everything, trying to get high and doing all that. Have I done my mistakes? Have I gone out partying? Yes. Everybody has. You wouldn't have not lived if you have not gotten anything. How would you know right if you never did anything wrong? You have to have a balance in this world, brother. You cannot sit up here and say I'm perfect, because there was no perfect person.
That's what you meant. I am not. Okay, hold on real quick.
Let me break down. You said you woke up this morning and you did everything right. You did everything right. So
I did everything the ancient comedic way. Okay, so that's right inside of my heart and my culture. And you only got
bits and pieces of that. You didn't get the full thing of that, because at the end of the day, you're not supposed to know everything. It's not in man's nature to know everything, because if you knew everything, if our culture and any other culture on the face of this earth knew everything, then none of us would be going through this.
Okay, but wait. It seems that the European culture know everything because they dominate and control the world. Now, let me read off the definition of culture to you, brother. So the definition inside the dictionary of culture is quality in a person, society, manners, pursuit, in particular form, stage of civilization, development, or improvement of the mind by education or training, behavior, and beliefs. Now, you tell me what qualities inside what I just read off that black people have. You name one other than belief. Do we have any education and training of the mind? Any improvement of the mind going on down here?
Do we have any improvement of our mind?
Do we have any improvement in education of the mind down here? Do Africans, us as African Americans, let's just say it like that, do we have any improvement in education, educating our minds?
I would like to think so. After all this time, I would like to think that my father, I would like to think that my father, after all these years of working and sacrificing, and now he's in his ripe old age of in his 70s, where he's at the finish line with a flag waving. He has his millions. He's sitting back. He's just chilling. He didn't live according to what everybody else did. You know, he's right now. He's just sitting back collecting a pension. He doesn't have to work.
So, at the end of the day, does
he have the mindset? Yes, he is very educated, very intelligent.
He has the mindset of his ancient people, of his people.
I'm gonna tell you this. We're not gonna sit up here and talk about ancient people, because at the end of the day, I'll never be there. Never. I can reach back forever and a day, but I'm moving forward. My father
Hold on.
You want to know? My father has the mindset where he started his own organization,
okay.
MCCO, Maywood Concerned Citizens Organization. Maywood Concerned Citizens Organization. People helping people. He started his own organization. He started his own newspaper. He was the first black man to ever run for Proviso Township trustee. First black man ever elected to the position, too. That's controlling 13 villages, the finances that go in and out of the black neighborhood, out of the white man's neighborhood as well. So at the end of the day, when we really talk about progress from a man coming from every year in slaves and chains, not a different dialects mixed up, so on and so forth, you weren't able to read English language, you were told not to read, to the point that we're at right now. Yes.
Oh, well, you was only supposed to read one book. You was only supposed to read one book, and that was
the... I don't care if you only read half of the book. If it made you a better man, that's what it is. That's the whole point.
Wait. You see, now we gotta investigate. Let's move right back for 1 second. So, you just said that when we came as slaves, and you read that one book, it made you a better man. So basically, you're implying that we wasn't anything before we read that one book, basically.
No. Listen to what I'm saying, brother.
Okay.
Listen. When I say a man being a better man is this. If I started off in one position, and I started off with a circular saw and a hammer, and I turned around, and now I got a whole big business going, at the end of the day, I started off one way and ended up a whole totally different way. So at the end of the day, that's called progress. See, we get caught up in the little things, and we're not looking at the bigger thing. We get caught up in the little things. And we're not looking at the...
Right. Well, you talking about progression. Right now, we trying to handle our whole culture thing and our spirituality.
You keep going back to culture and spirituality, and I hear you
about
culture and spirituality.
That's what it's about in the end. We don't have any culture. Asian people have culture. That's why they dominate the hair establishment. Spanish people have culture. This is why they get in all the little jobs that we don't want. This is all. This is what I'm saying.
Actually, culture has nothing to do with why they're getting the little jobs. They were able to sacrifice. No, wait. It has nothing to do with their culture, because they out there messing up just like we messing up, and other nationality is out here messing up.
Let me tell you something real quick. Because we only got a couple more minutes left. Let me say this to you real quick. Do you know that Asians won't do business like that, like in certain fields with black people or people of other races, because they're trying to keep money? Arabs, they own everything in our community, gas stations, little corner stores, and you telling me that's not about culture?
And we can't keep anything. Somebody else want to take it away from us.
No, it ain't even really that. It's just that the lack of culture of trusting each other, our behavior, and our education and mindset, and our civilization. Wow. Okay. Our civilization don't provide us, our culture as of now don't provide us with the certain tools we need to do business with each other. I'm all for all my brothers out there that's progressing and handling their business like they should. This is not what we're discussing today. We definitely going to have a show about that. But now what I'm talking about is culture. I'm not talking about just the small things, and that's the main problem with black people. Everything far as dealing with our African culture is small inside of our minds. Why the European is taking our country, Africa, all the gold and the mineral wealth out of there. These people are claiming to be the ancient Egyptians. They claiming they taking our culture, just stealing it away from us. We're the dummies sitting back. Oh, it's just little stuff, but we're on the bottom because we lack culture. This is not about
What do you consider the bottom?
What do I consider the bottom? Well, we're going to come back. I'm going to play a song real quick because we got to go to a quick commercial break and everything. I'm going to play a song. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about what the bottom is.
Hey, so, kids, I got a song that I want to play, man, for the hip hop. Can I play it?
Yeah.
What up?
I got a song that I want to play for the hip hop. Can I play it?
What song is that, bro?
Sweet Home Chicago.
Sweet Home Chicago. We don't got that on the list right now, but I'm gonna hit y'all with some Bo Diddle and Cold Heart real quick. That's Chicago, so we gonna go ahead and jump up into that.
Fat niggas running this room.
Holiday season, bitch.
Come on now. On that good, we be smoking and expensively drinking. We still up with that pistol play. What the fuck is you thinking? Yeah. Shot niggas running the
room. Trap holiday, man, boy.
Real trap. Shit. Running the room. On that good, we be smoking and expensively drinking. We still up with that pistol play.
Son, where'd you find this?
Look, all I do is win like I'm in a damn race and get a flock of fiends. That's my fan base. Grab the coke,
cook it up, bag of damn eight, and go and get your bread right, like mayonnaise. Niggas talk shit, catch him on a dark night, and knock a patch out his ass, like a shark bite. This is real shit, ain't no acting, make a nigga history, like Anglo-Saxon shit. This is my ship, ain't no captain, throw a nigga overboard, and the lake gon' catch him. Look, I ain't even trying to brag, I'm a beast, dude, and where I'm from, they call fish scale seafood.
On that good we be smoking, and expensively drinking. We still up with that pistol play. What the fuck is you thinking?
Boom,
shot niggas running this bitch. Shot niggas running this bitch. On that good we be smoking, and expensively drinking. We still up with that pistol play. What the fuck is you thinking?
Sweet
bird. Shot niggas running this bitch.
You better get it quick.
Shot niggas running this bitch.
Beef with me, better come equipped. I'm sinking ship if you running lip. 100 shot drums, 50 clips. Niggas talk a lot, I ain't with whooping. Running off, nigga, I ain't with booking. Chase a nigga down, I ain't with looking. Catch him close to him,
nigga,
niggas pussy, whole niggas. Broke nigga, worth four figures. Talking like you rich, no nigga. I don't fuck with you, whole nigga. Chi-town niggas running shit. North, south, west, we the shit. Over east, niggas getting it in. Fuck with folks, but I rep the fiend. Killer clan, nigga, BSM. Bitches see me like he that pimp. I'm a king, nigga, you that shrimp. Taking orders, nigga, you that chimp. Boss. And the gangsters eating over here. Everybody happy, we all big cheating over here.
Oh, oh. Nigga, we be smoking. And expensively drinking. We still up with that.
Yo, we back real quick. We gonna leave off where we was at, man. What do I consider the bottom? And I'm gonna punch everybody in. Okay, let's get into this culture thing. Qualities in a person in society. We have no qualities. Black people, we doing everything under the sun. We damn near having sex with animals. You dig what I'm saying? We doing everything under the sun. We kill each other. You know what I'm saying? We kill each other. We steal from each other. We don't trust each other. And now let's go into behavior. Look at our behavior. Look at our women behavior. Look at our man behavior. Look at our kids' behavior. Then we're going to go into beliefs. We're sitting here actually arguing about European belief system. And we have a brother, you know, he's a good friend of ours, saying that it really don't matter. And in the end of the day, you can't really say that to a person in a different culture because they're going to laugh at you. They already laughing at us. They're not laughing with us. Everybody takes advantage of our people. So this is why we have no culture. And I'm not nitpicking at small things. These are not small things. Today was a discussion about culture versus religion, not about progression. We definitely going to get into that show real soon. But, you know, let's continue the show. I'm going to let that brother finish what he left off about what's, you know, why are we down in the last ones at the end of the totem pole. So LB, you back in with us? Yo, LB, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, so I basically said what I consider the bottom, and you can continue from there.
Okay. At one point in time, it was never fathomed that we could be a black, there would ever be a black president. Okay. At one point in time, open heart surgery was never a thought that a black man would have been able to do all these wonderful things, inventing the car, stoplight, so on and so forth. Even still to this day, we're still inventing. Now, you said one thing: we are killing each other. But you know, brother, every race is killing. Korean, Arabs, everybody's killing. Every race is killing. Do we steal? Yeah. You steal in the comfort of your own area. You don't go outside your area to steal. You steal in the comfort of your own area. If you don't understand that and figure that one out. Whites, at the same time, we can sit up here and say, oh, we're doing everything under the sun except messing with animals. Okay?
Whites is messing with animals. Arabs is messing with animals. Every nationality is out here doing something. I think what it is that we come to the table, we have so much negativity. And at the end of the day, we're not speaking life into anything. We're not speaking positive. You know, nobody was running around here when the Italians were killing each other out here in the street, blowing each other's brains out, leaving them in the car, so on and so forth. Yeah, do we mimic a lot of that stuff? Yes, we do. Very much so, yes, we do. But we was gangsters. Always have been. Hannibal was a gangster. Conquered Italy, Sicily. The Roman Empire, when it was thought of, not to be the undefeatable army. So, at the end of the day, we are human. We all do the same thing. We're just different cultures. We can get some blacks together right now, whether they're progressive or not, and they're going to find a reason to split apart. He got on red, and oh, he got on blue. We're going to fit. This is just human characteristics. I don't want to spend my time talking about the negative. I want to spend my time saying, hey, listen, I'm a black man. I get up, I go to work every day. If I can provide a service for you, I can. Why do Mexicans seem like they have their stuff together? Because they came from over there to our land trying to make a dollar. Do they have their shit together? Wait, I'm telling you where we live at right now. not our quote-unquote land, but I mean, shit, at the end of the day, I live here. I pay taxes. A lot of them don't. But anyways, they come here to where we living at. And if it was so great and dandy over there, why they ain't saying over there? Why they still speaking over here? Yes, over here it seems like a unified front. It can't be that unified. They over here. They got a whole land over there. But they over here. They got their own land. Mexico. But they over here. It can't be that great. They stick together for that dollar. And a lot of people lose their souls behind that dollar. No matter what culture or Bible or wherever you go, they lose their souls behind that dollar. Because best believe, the Mexicans is losing their soul too.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about.
Go ahead, Pace. Go ahead, continue.
I'm saying that's what we were talking about. I mean, money, people are doing things for money that are almost outrageous, you know? Oh, well, you know what I say? I say the plan is if we can get good jobs, if we can educate our people a little bit more, and if we could break a certain Jim Crow type of mentality, I think that we can move on. And I think that the future is clear for all black people, but it's how we're going to handle it. How are we going to handle it as people? That's just the main thing. We got to crawl before we walk. I think we're still in our crawling stage because we can't even get off the mother's titty.
Well, I just want to really say this. Like, he mentioned a lot of our people through history, Hannibal and all of that. You know, them people fought because they had something to fight for. The black people of today don't have anything to fight for. Let me continue real quick. We don't have anything to fight for. We fight amongst each other. We can't even sit down and have a spiritual conversation without, you know, somebody bringing in a European terminology system and trying to, you know, put that amongst the conversations. And I'm just pointing to about, you know, the whole conversation today. I mean, that's their system. You mentioned the Italians blowing each other's heads off. That's not our culture. So, I mean, should we care about something like that? No, we need to be getting our people better. They have their people better. People don't really, you said people still in the comfort of their cultures. That's not really true because the European man has been stealing everybody else's cultures since the beginning of time. So they're the smart ones at the end of the day, and we're the ones that keep on arguing amongst each other about their ways and how to apply their ways to our everyday life. What I came here today to do was educate our brothers and sisters on our African spirituality system and where it was replaced by the religious system, which is controlled by the Caucasian man at the end of the day. They translated the Bible. We sit here, we argue, is it wrong or right? Me, personally, it has to be wrong
for, it has to be wrong for the, this is the point where it's wrong. These people brought us here. They enslaved us. These people even went as far as to eat our ancient ancestors. I mean, you can look it up. It's called mummy power. So I'm not going to put my trust in anybody who destroyed my ancestors the way that they did. Anybody that did what they did in slavery and still to this day has no values. So for me to put my trust into them and my people to put our trust into them, we're not getting anywhere. So that's what this show is basically dedicated to today. I didn't come to disrespect anybody's belief systems or religion. I just came to educate people and have people go look this stuff up for themselves, because the information about everything we spoke about today is out there. We have black historians, we have black scholars, we have black teachers that's out here teaching us about economics, that's teaching us about our ancient spiritual systems, which we should be taking in our hearts, because we are from them people. And them people, our ancestors, are turning in their graves watching us argue over other people's cultures. So that's what the show is dedicated today for. I'm going to give everybody 30 seconds to get their closing remarks in. And, you know, we're going to roll from there. LB, you up first. Yo, LB, you there?
Hello.
Yeah, we got 30 seconds,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah. Listen, all I have to say is this, man. You know, I hear you as far as, you know, uplifting black culture, so on and so forth. Yes, we have black scientists, scholars, the whole nine. Every nationality has that. Every. All I'm trying to get you to see is, yes, it is important for us to know our culture, the black culture, the African culture. But the truth of the matter is, I'm not financially, I'm never going back to Africa. You know, God bless me to go to Kenya. Yes, that's a beautiful thing. You know, God bless me to go to South Africa. That's a beautiful thing. But at the end of the day, I'm here in America. I'm teaching my daughter how to be more progressive, respectful in a nice way, so she's not out here hoochified and all that. You know, I'm not trying to train my daughter to be on the pole somewhere or begging some man for some money to self-sustain herself. I agree with a lot of things that you said, brother, but some of the things I just got to really look back and say, hey, I've seen, unless you're around other cultures and been raised around other cultures, then you can actually see other cultures act just the same way we do. You know, it's not bringing a white man into our thing. It's just looking at it in a global sense instead of just one sense, and that's just the African sense. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Face. You up.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was a heated discussion. All that I can say is this. We need to stick together. We need to find out what we're going to do so that we can have a process, and then we can eliminate whatever we need to eliminate so that we can make our culture better. And I think, like, further on down the line in the future, I think we'll get it. We have a black president now, and, you know, the sky's the limit. Now, after this black president, we'll see how strong black people really are. You know, and that's all I can say.
Okay. So, yeah, man, I just want to say, you know, thanks to everybody that called in today. You know, 2 hours is not really enough time for us to really get into the discussion. I mean, we need days to get into a topic like this. You know what I'm saying? This was just to sit there and rattle, you know, people up a little to go look these things up, because, as I said, man, culture is very, very important. You know what I'm saying? And I'm looking at my people, and I'm of my people. You know what I'm saying? I'm of my people. I love my people, and I just hate to see us go slowly, slowly down. You know what I'm saying? And we are going slowly down. We don't even know laws are changing around us. People are changing around us. We are very much in danger at this point. We're very much in danger. We got our children out there acting up. They homosexuals. They're doing drugs. You know what I'm saying? They doing all types of things under the sun, and that's because their parents didn't have culture, and the parents before them didn't have culture. As you can understand, when you have a lack of culture, you end up doing the same thing over. This is just a circle all the way from the 50s, the 40s, the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, all the way up to now. And, you know, I love my brothers and sisters for fighting for us back then. But if you realize and you really take a look at what they was fighting for, it was pretty much, I don't want to even say stupid, but it was useless, because we fought to be taught at these people's school, stripping us once again of more culture. We fought to eat with these people, once again stripping us of culture, because we're not supposed to eat the same things at all. We fought to be stuck in their system, and finally we're stuck in their system and we can't get out. You know, and that's the worst thing that's going on in our community, that we're stuck in a system and we refuse to be Africans. We refuse. We're the only people on this earth who refuse to be who we really are. We want to be everything else, and we want to even argue about it, because our enslavers have taught us that everything that comes from Africa, everything, including the people in the land, is evil. As you can see, the brother said he's not planning to go back to Africa anytime soon. Me, I'm planning on going back to Africa for certain reasons, because I want to see my people. I want to see how my people live. I want to see their culture. I want something to identify with, because I am not a European American. I am an African in America. So with that said, we need to really find who we are and where we stand, because if you don't know who you are, you're going to fall for anything. And as I said, I wasn't trying to disrespect anybody's religion, spiritual system. This was a conversation that we had today. Just, you know, I hope I enlightened a couple people out there to really just go study their history and then come back to the table and talk about it. You know, just take time and listen. Stop being so emotional and take time and just listen. That's it. That's my closing remarks for the day. And, you know, we're going to continue from there. So, Dilla, you on the line with us?
Yeah, man. I guess what we could do is, man, we could play a couple more songs, you know what I'm saying, or whatever. The calls, you know, we do apologize. We couldn't get to everybody that called in. You know, so, I guess this topic is really, really heavy, man, and gifted, man. So, you know, Case, I mean, you did your thing today, man. Man, you know, I guess for next, you know, people got to tune in for next week. So what I do is, man, I want to drop a track. And also, too, man, don't forget we got tomorrow, Thursday. We got the Relationship Hour, man, with Pastor Mo Sells. And, you know, Pastor Mo, are you there?
I don't think we got him on the line now, but man, y'all check that out. It's a really, really hot show about relationships, man. We trying to cover everything on this network here, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
We trying to cover everything. And also we got the Hip Hop Fridays.
Yeah, man, it's a nice little jam, man, on Hip Hop Fridays. We play a lot of local artists, man, Chicago talent. But we're gonna be playing like some of everybody worldwide. We just can't discriminate on just local art, you know what I'm saying, just on Chicago, you know, Illinois, you know, people from Pittsburgh, people, you know what I'm saying, from all over, Jersey, Montana, you know what I'm saying, we got a lot of music that we got, you know, but we're going to be playing a lot of the underground type of music, you know what I'm saying, we're going to play some celebrity type, you know what I'm saying, music, but, you know, we ain't going to discriminate, we want a lot of good unsigned artists too, you know what I'm saying, and a lot of good people that, you know what I'm saying, a lot of good hype that we don't, that you really don't hear on the radio, we want to be that. You know, we want to be that voice for them type of people, you know. And then also, too, man, we got them Saturday joints, you know what I'm saying, Saturday joints. Man, Case, what's the topic going to be about Saturday, man, with the microchip?
Oh, man, we got Saturdays, man. I think we got the working woman versus the public aid woman.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying? We definitely going to get into that, man. So all the women, the women listeners out there, y'all definitely going to want to stay around and call in for that one. So, because that's going to be very, very heated. You know what I'm saying? I know a lot of women got their opinions on the system and, you know, how they revolve around and work in the system. I know there's a lot of working women out there that's very pissed off paying their tax money, you know what I'm saying, for these women to get over. But, you know, we just going to let the women do their thing for that day.
Okay, cool. And also, too, man, if you missed the show, you could also check it out because it's going to be re-aired and re-recorded, man. Go to www.westonworld1, that's westonworldone.com. And, you know, so just click on, you know, Case and Dennis Live or click on Pastor Moore and Dennis Live. You know, it's going to be Case and Face Wolf going to be on the that's going to change up that button for them because, you know, that's this their thing, man. Click on that show, man, and you're going to get to see it let air live or, you know, go to our Facebook pages. Other than that, man, that's about it, bro. Hey, I want you to play your little outro, man. Play your little outro music, man, so we can shut them down.
All right, man, we out. Real quick, man, y'all go to HiddenColors.com and, man, pick up them DVDs, man. I'm telling you, it's very powerful information on that for our people. We going to go ahead and end this, man. We out.
100.
Power is the ability to define someone's reality and have that person accept that definition as if it were their own.
Everything was stripped from us. That's why we're so ignorant today and so baffled and ridiculous and keep going in the same circle.
From executive producer, who has appeared on The Tonight Show, Late Night with Conan O'Brien, and various MTV and VH1 programs.
Our history, for some reason, it becomes offensive to people. So we have to stop being afraid to tell what our true history is.
Best-selling author Tariq Nasheed is determined to uncover the real truth about untold history.
It's necessary to destroy a man's mind in order to maintain control of him. If a man knows who he is and continues that into his legacy, to his children, then you have problems controlling that.
Interviewing leading scholars and historians, discussing topics omitted from modern history.
Only a people who haven't learned how to respect themselves will let someone suggest or suggest themselves that they forget about their history.
Hidden Colors, the untold history of people of Aboriginal, Moor, and African descent. The groundbreaking documentary that challenges conventional knowledge.
I don't really think it's hidden. It's there. It's just that they're not allowing us to understand.